go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 120 of Cali Brick Click. We got Claire and Shy.
Hello.
The more verbose of the podcast.
More verbose.
I like that word from last week. I was like, damn, okay.
Robust?
You learned something?
And this week, verbose.
It's a good verbose. Word. I'm gonna like. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And this week, anyways, besides all that, this week we have the special guest, the Hivester himself.
What's happening? Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Oh, I just wanted to
hey, you're technically, you're an OG here, like from the very beginning, somewhere in the middle, and like right now. Obviously the ending or anything, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we were just mentioning about the first one is trusting Lego.
Right. Okay, so I replayed the last episode when you were on, which is going to play to what we're going to talk about, but like, right. Just listening to us four talk, it was so different from how we talk now. I don't know if it's just the conversation. I don't know if it's just because it's like it's still somewhat new, but the conversation was definitely vibrant on that.
Oh, episode. From the last
one. Episode. I mean, Ninja was talking like the entire time.
Well, I mean, it could have been just something that sparked something under our butts and had a good conversation about. I can't remember the exact details of everything we talked about, but. Or just, you know, people evolve. Things change, you know.
An old episode.
Well, and plus a lot goes on in the Lego community.
Maybe people people.
You know, whether it's the Lego content, you know, on YouTube or just Lego itself. You know, I always talk about how Lego life moves fast, you know, because we're always going to like the next release date. You know what I mean? So
what do you mean by Lego moves fast?
Oh, well, you know, for your average crazy collector, you know, it's whatever, but for all of us in out there that keep up with Lego on I want to say pretty much a daily basis, you can't go into Walmart without going to the Lego aisle or whatever, but yeah, I mean, we're always following these release dates, and I think honestly just the perception of time, man, it just makes everything go by so quickly. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago on here, and it was what, like year and a half?
Yeah, almost like beginning of last year, I think.
I feel like I've said this before, and I don't know. I like go back and forth with like what feels like a long time, but I'm still feeling like we're living in an alt reality where we have Lord of the Rings and Indiana Jones sets again.
Yes, right.
I just remember having conversations being like, oh, wouldn't that be a cool world that existed where these sets like came back, and all of us would be like, that's never gonna happen.
Dude.
And like, so now this is like funny. So it's like, it's almost like any comment that people say that they're like, oh, they're not going to do a new mold for that, or they're never going to come out with that set, or they're never going to do that. You know, who knows? I guess like if it's not within their latest parameters of ethics, then it's free form. But my point is that doesn't feel like that long ago that we were like, that's never going to happen.
I remember, I don't remember if it was the last episode or one before that or whatever, but I remember talking about watching past episodes of Cali Brick Click, even not just the ones I was on, but other ones, and how the conversation, you talk about sets, will this come out? Like, just like Claire was just saying, you know what I mean? And yeah, bam, they come out. There's been a lot of times, you know, even within a year, that Lego has either had some awesome, good surprises for us, or they've swept the rug out from us about stuff, you know, and then obviously everybody gets upset about whatever.
or nothing at all. Yeah.
Or nothing at all, right?
Yeah. No. I do think it's interesting that you guys listen to past episodes of Cali Brick Click.
I love it. I love it.
Pull up an old episode, just one.
It's like a time machine.
Well, I mean, because it's not just a conversation, but a lot of times they were really good moments, and I just, you know, and it's like with any other video or stream, like there's just times I want to kind of relive it again, or just listen to that really good conversation that maybe I didn't pay enough attention to one side. And I need to re-listen to it to understand something a little bit better. There's been plenty of times like that. Like I watched it at work or something, and I'd be like, what the heck? Like what, you know, and then like later I'll listen to it again, or I'll rewind it, listen to it on the drive home. And I'm like, oh, okay. Clearly, I missed that point in the conversation or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's and then like, sometimes it's just like, yeah, what was going on?
Do you think it's like an age thing? Because I've started to do that with not Cali Brick Click, but with like other things. Like I've started, I've always reread like my favorite books like every year. I like to read like Harry Potter and stuff, but like I've started to rewatch things that I really liked when I was younger. And I'm doing it intentionally, or sometimes I go back, like there's some YouTubers, not in the Lego space, that I've watched every single one of their content. You know what I mean? And you feel like you're completely aware of this person. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go back and watch it. And it's like crap content, but there's something like pleasant about it, especially when you're doing another task at the same time. And so I'm finding myself, which is like such a weird thing because we're not lacking in terms of content. You know what I mean? Like we're not, there's always like more Netflix shows. There's always more podcasts. There's always more YouTube videos. There's always more information to be like consumed and content to be consumed. But there's something, I don't know, maybe it's like a comfort thing or I don't know what it is.
I think you were like right about age. Time.
Yeah.
I think there's different reasons, but the reason I say age is because like for me visually, I like to rewatch stuff, movies mm-hmm. or YouTube streams, whatever. But for me musically, I listen to music more than any other thing that I consume. Like I listen to it at work. I listen to it on drive. I got it on right now in the background. Like just really light, you know, so I can pay attention to you guys. But like, I just like when I used to skate, I had music. So for me, like I've been re-listening to a lot of stuff that I haven't heard in a decade or two or something like that. You know, a lot of,
when you go to the like,
younger,
I do that too. Like your song that used to listen like on repeat, like during specific moments in your life. Like there is a song, oh my God, that I'm going to like totally embarrass myself. And this, you know, I've gone through like waves. Of like, you know, I thought I was cool in high school. I was like, I love The Cure. Like I'm 1993 or whatever, you know,
hey, Robert Smith, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I like Arcade Fire and I thought I was like super cool. Right. But then at the same time, I was also listening to like total trash, which I still enjoy. And there was this Christina Aguilera, Ricky Martin duet that came out when I was in high school. And I think I listened to that song probably for 17 hours straight one day. And like, I'll listen to that and have like the most incredible memories anyway. But, my point,
Mrs. Hive thinks she likes music too. Like she loves Prince. Like Prince is like, she worships Prince. Right. Oh, but like for me, but she doesn't quite understand. Like I listen to music all the time. Like she thinks it's cause I don't like to listen to my own thoughts or something like that sometimes. But the other thing is I can listen to one song like 100 times. Like if a song's good enough, you know what I mean? I can listen to it over and over and over and over, especially when I'm drawing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's like, I do think there's probably like maybe some truth to what she's saying, but I think there's also, I think it's more complicated. I think, if you are a personality type that can like fixate on things and like hyper fixate, and that's really like a new term that like didn't really exist, I feel like years ago, you know, like now people are like, oh, this is like my hyper fixation meal or my hyper fixation, you know, hobby. Like some people get into Lego for like, you know, 6 months.
I was gonna say Lego.
Yeah. And like, you know, we've like hung out and like, you know, stayed with it, but also like, you know, some people like will eat the same thing or whatever song it is. And I think there are personality types and brain types and functionalities that tend to hyper fixate. And I'm pretty sure that like if that's my dryer going off, I'm so sorry if that's in the background. Hold on, actually I'm gonna go deal with that because that's gonna keep going. Sorry.
I feel what she's saying though, because I have an addictive personality as well. And I feel like that probably has some type of brain chemistry effect on why like I'm obsessed with music and you know stuff like that.
No, I mean like okay, so when you listen to a song, you most of the time, if you're really focused on the song as opposed to just playing in the background, it conveys relates to a specific emotion that you want to, you know, enjoy. So like if you're feeling a specific way, you'll play this type of song. If it really gets the feels, you're going to either one, turn it off right away because you want to feel that way, or you want to continue feeling that way. So you'll replay the song. I mean, at least that works with me. Like when I'm feeling a certain way when I'm doing a specific task, whether it's like working out or like if I'm just in my own thoughts and like I don't know, dashboard confessionals go.
Oh my god, it's so predictable! I can't believe you.
If I wanted to emo out, you know, like I'll just let it play over and over on loop until I no longer wanted to feel that way. And then,
that's a whole other thing too, the emotion dynamic to not just music, but like watching movie, dude. Like, cause I'm a pretty emotional guy, man. Like I can cry pretty easily, you know, in a movie or a show if it's done right. You know what I mean? Like good acting.
Dude, I cry like it's nothing now that I'm a parent. Oh my God. That changed a lot.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I definitely cry.
We used to watch, when it was out, that show, This Is Us. And
thank you.
I know. But regardless, man, it was like one of the saddest shows I've ever seen in my life. It took a lot out of me.
Make you cry. That's like, yeah, dude.
I was like, it was emotionally exhausting watching that show.
I'll never use a toaster the same way.
Right. Cold blooded.
Well, that show is not feel good all the time type of show.
No.
But yeah, you know, since I become a parent, like the smallest things that has to do with your kids. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, I know. After my daughter was born, every time I read a card, like a birthday card, I was going to get like see me in Walmart, like weeping. Like, oh my god.
Man, let's not talk about
that. That's what happened to you. Dude, mine is 19. My
goodness. I just told my daughter to stop growing. Okay,
you win. That's what I said. It doesn't work.
Yeah, and time moves even faster when you have a kid too.
Yeah. So, anyways.
anyways.
So, going back to what I was saying with the rewinding back to our episodes before and rewatching and listening to it. It's interesting to see how at least our show has like changed over time, and ours hasn't really drastically changed in any way. We just took some stuff out, like the Lego talk, and more focused like straight to the topic, and that's probably the most we've ever done. But it's funny when you replay those episodes where like you're listening to what's happening going on with the people, and like Holly's a good example with that. Like we had her back to back, I think the quickest out of like every guest that's come on the show. Mm-hmm. And you know, things have changed. You can see like the change of what's going on in our life as it progresses. And for you, it's been what, a year and a half, and a lot has happened. So last time we were talking about you're moving, new job, good morning. Okay, what's going on since? Like what's
all right. Well, so obviously the moving part, you know, settled in and everything. You know, you can see behind me, a lot has settled in. So that was a big undertaking, more for me, I think, than Mrs. Hive, because she already owned a place before we had got together. But for me, like, this was like a big thing to do, you know, and buy your own home, and it's a big house, you know. Like Claire has seen it, you know, it's not a small house.
No, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
So yeah, the moving part. All right. So then, the job part is, I've gotten another job since I'd seen you guys last. So I can't remember if I just left my job or if I left it after the last time I was on, but regardless, my plan was I wanted to start an art business. And I've done some stuff on the side, like some commission work and all that. But as far as like my website went, without getting into too much detail, there was some complications with stuff. And then it got to a point where I had to get a job because I just kind of went through my savings and everything, just from not working for several months. So once I got a job, then it was kind of back to the grind where it's hard to focus on everything else. But really, I mean, that's still kind of an excuse because, I mean, I still could have kind of went hard on it. But I don't know. Things just kind of got muddled. And the crazy thing is, we built the website, and not too long ago, we went back and kind of re-edited some of it. So there were some things I wanted to take out because I just don't have the time to do it. So we've got it all fixed up, and we're supposed to actually launch it, you know, here any day now. He just wanted to tidy up some of the text in it. But ironically, with Good Morning Brick World, I kind of started in a whole different merch store. You know what I mean? Just the art is basically kind of focused on Good Morning Brick World, right? I kind of
where that fresh shirt came from.
Yes. So yeah, actually, I was trying to represent, you know what I mean? So I decided to wear one of the shirts. Yeah. We're getting a lot of stuff going on in there. And we'll be giving out a lot of merch, at Brick World as well. So we'll have like stickers and probably some mugs and shirts and stuff like that that we'll just be giving away to people. But yeah, so, I got a new job, which actually has been super awesome because it pays really, really well. I don't have to be like on emergency call, so it relieves a lot of stress. It's just kind of up in the air right now. I don't know what's going on with it. So we'll find out eventually. Besides the work, Good Morning Brick World kind of took a whole nother level. I kind of stepped it up onto a different playing field. Because Good Morning Brick World used to be really kind of willy-nilly. like my Hive streams are, you know. It was just like, I just go live and just invite whoever on and, you know, whatever. But I decided I wanted to kind of take it to a different format and make it more of a show and organize and try and have, you know, some production involved in it, you know, and eventually evolve and grow. And the first part of doing that really was I got Doc on board. I needed a co-host just to kind of help me out with it. And I just thought it would work out better just to have a solid person there with me that would grow with it and, you know, bounce off of. And yeah, it was just us two for, I want to say, about a year, you know, and we wanted to expand and make it more of a roundabout. And I don't know if it's natural, because I don't feel like we copied anybody necessarily. Because, you know, there's four of you. You know, there's like generally, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. there's like four, a couple brickheads. Like four is kind of a roundabout number, I think, for a lot of like streams.
Well, there's three of us.
It looks nice on the screen.
Well, I mean, three with a guest. I'm sorry. But like there's four per people on the stream. I'm sorry.
Looks nice on the screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got Titanium J because, you know, he's been in the community a really long time. We trust him. He's such a good dude. You know what I mean? Jay, I've never seen Jay like have any beef Everyone or trauma or anything with anybody. You know what I mean? Plus he's really good at like getting stuff, like knowledge. Like, I don't know. He's really like a really go-to kind of person, like finding out stuff. And he did corresponding like reporting type stuff for us. So anyways, it was kind of an easy pick to get Jay on. And, as time went on, you know, we wanted a fourth person and, I think it would have worked out no matter what, you know, we would have just gotten whoever was the best person, but we did want to try and get somebody that wasn't a guy. So that way, you know, we could have a different opinion on things, a different perspective. You know, we reached out to Amber Laya because she was really kind of already kind of involved in a lot of stuff, you know, because she was just very interactive and her support was like more than I'd seen just about anybody ever, you know, help out with the show. And, you know, obviously she's got a great personality, man, you know, and she's super nice, inquisitive, very smart. You know, we joke around and say like she's like the human resources of Good Morning Brick World. You know, because she keeps keeps us in line with a lot of stuff.
Oh, got it. I was like, that could be taken as an insult. Like, I gotta.
What do you mean? Why?
HR is not normally a well-liked department.
Like, but it is a necessity, is it not?
Yeah. Yes.
Because, you know, that's who I've always gone to if there's problems.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, watch your reaction every time you guys do something that's questionable.
So, right. Well, yeah, because it's more of the responsible. You know, she's responsible. The gut check. One out of all of
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Jay's pretty responsible too, I'll be honest with you, but
yeah.
I mean, I look forward to Grogu getting slapped.
Yeah, oh gosh. Yeah.
HR, yeah. I think like, okay, Amber Laya is great. This is like, it has nothing to do with Amber Laya. It has to do with the HR connotation. I always think it's like the adult version of like the principal's office. You know what I mean? It's like,
Now, yeah, if I was like, nah, she's like the timeshare, you know, part of the group, you know, yeah, then I'd be like, oh, that's definitely insulting.
The timeshare? I don't even know what that means.
Don't ever look up timeshare. It's best not even look it up.
That sounds like a bad real estate investment.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Now I'm curious.
It's horrible. I wouldn't even look it up. Don't go near it. But anyways, yeah. So like I said, she's like probably the most responsible one out of all of us. So
now you have a full on cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brickwell has become a staple within anyone who listens to shows like this and like that. There's a number of them now. I could recall maybe one or two that were a staple, like show, like feel. I mean, Ryan was one of them before he ended Bricks and Bits. Mm-hmm. He had another one, which, you know, it was love or hate, depending on, you know, what you want to think about it. But there are other ones like what Fick and Brick did with mm-hmm. Holland and Balling. And then mm-hmm. there was what Fazoom does every Thursday, I think. So
there's a lot of streams out there.
A lot. But there were also a lot of streams that were, you know, like it was just, you know, people hanging out. But there were always on a specific time on a specific day. I think that was what the what most streams were known for, I guess, back then, at least a year and a half ago before all these started popping up. Like even the Hive stream, like when you used to do them regularly on like Fridays, there wasn't really no structure. It was just we're just chilling, just come hang out, and we're also live. So
and that's why it was important for when I wanted to reformat Good Morning Brick World. You know, because I wanted to make it more of a show and not just some live stream. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. It just, I wanted to approach it a little bit differently and try and give different segments. And like I said, like add some production to it.
Right.
Which is difficult trying to do it live.
More structured.
Instead of, because, you know, like I was saying, like I talk a lot. So a lot of times, like they got to mute me. You know what I mean? Because I just won't shut up. And it's like, we only got 2 hours. You know what I mean? And the first hour is one segment and the second hour is another, you know? So, there's a lot of different streams out there. And I don't just mean like a lot of streams, but a lot of different streams. You know, there are some people that just sit there and talk. There are some people that just sit there and all you hear is, you know, like,
oh my God.
Like that's all you hear during the whole stream. You know, there are, you know, a couple brickheads where like they're a little more like they get bring a guest on and you know, it's sometimes about personality. It varies. And that's why, like I said, I just wanted to try and make Good Morning Brick World stand out because I was already in like a snowball effect where, I mean, I'm not trying to act like I'm that big at it or anything or whatever. I can't compare myself to other streams, but I knew there was something there because the numbers, you know, I watched the analytics probably way too much, you know, but it helps me try and figure out certain things. And when I saw the numbers for Good Morning Brick World, like growing in the watch time and subscribers and the members and, you know, it just keeps getting bigger. I just wanted to make it worth watching. You know what I mean?
It's also interesting that you stepped out of your comfort zone to do a morning show. You're not a morning person.
Yeah. That kind of goes way back to the beginning of like, why in the hell did I make a morning show?
Because I'm not a morning person. 8 o'clock for us.
Yeah. And I look, anybody that knows me, like in real life,
I watch my sleep.
I'm not a morning person at all. But I didn't want to do it Saturday because I knew Fridays I'd probably stay up too late. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to do it Saturday. And then, you know, I was trying to be respectful of other people. You know, especially some people that are closer, you know what I mean? In a circle or whatever, like I didn't want to overstep, you know, like I knew Coconut does something in the afternoons on Saturday. You know what I mean? Like I know certain people do things at certain times. Like I know like Sunday evenings there was hauling and bawling, you know, like amongst other stuff. But so I was like, I don't see anybody doing anything Sunday morning. I was like, and I thought about like Good Morning America and stuff, you know what I mean? And like, just, you know, just bringing some sort of good morning content at a different time. So that's why I did it. But it's been rough. I haven't slept in on a Sunday in years, man. It's so wrong.
All right. So in comparison to what we do here, so for us, we have the luxury of not doing this live, right? So we have the ability to take stuff out, edit things down, and be very flexible with our schedules because we don't have to be stuck to a specific time frame like you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some benefits there, but for you, you get the live interaction with the chat. But if something goes wrong, there's no going back to fixing it. So it's like, it's there.
But it's a commitment as well.
It's a commitment to being there at a specific time. And like after a minute, does that weigh on you? Like you just said right now, you're like, you haven't slept in on a Sunday for a minute.
Kinda. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, man. I always try and be upfront and honest with people. Yeah, there are plenty of times, man, I don't want to do Good Morning Brick World. Like, I don't want to crawl out of bed. I don't want to try and figure out who I'm gonna invite, what the theme's gonna be every week, the meeting that we have a meeting every week too. You know, every Thursday, you know, evening, we have a meeting. We try and be as structured as possible, and we're getting better and better and better. And like each of us bring something, you know what I mean, that helps out. But yeah, it's tough. And with Doc, Jay, and Amberlia, with each of them before, like we decided, okay, we're gonna have you as a co-host. Like I had to really make sure, like we had a talk, and they understood. Like I understand you'll have a sick day or you got stuff going on, but like don't do this if you're gonna like, you know, not do it in a couple weeks. I was like, because I'm not going to put you guys on this platform, spread the word, tell everybody, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go through all that. And then you guys don't want to do it. And I understand if maybe something doesn't work out. I was like, but the reason I've tried to get that across is because we got to be committed to this. You know what I mean?
I mean, you made t-shirts of all the units. So,
well, I mean, look, we're committed no to the show that's committed to the audience. You know what I mean? So you want to be serious, you know? And as far as like committed though, yeah, that's a whole different thing. So that was really important that they all understood that, you know what I mean? Because again, I take it seriously. I've been doing this now for, actually, I can't remember what the anniversary was. I think it was like 3 years or something. I don't know. I have to go back and look. But
Good Morning Brick World, or when you change your new format?
No, I just want to start a Good Morning Brick World.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But when you change your new format, do you recall when that was?
I'd have to look at the exact date. I want to say it's been, I want to say right after, because it was in spring of, I think it was right after when we did.
Yeah.
Not too long after when last time I was on Kelly Brick Click, because it started with Doc, because I tried to do some stuff, but I knew, like I said, I needed a co-host. And then when Doc got on board, Doc does most of the production of the show. Like, he does a lot of the filming, whether it's like the news stuff,
his or little videos,
celebration segments. Yeah. And all the videos and, you know, like, you know, so he does a lot of the celebration part of that. Yeah, I mean, everything, dude, like the credits, the intros, like all that stuff. And Doc just took it. I owe a lot, probably way more than I'm even trying to say, to Doc. Like, he elevated that show better than I did. I mean, I'm like the captain of the ship and whatever, you know what I mean? But like, he really helped like elevate the show. And then like, it inspired me to start doing more stuff. Like I started getting more into like the donation clips and member clips and, you know, trying to get into like the headers and titles. And so, and then like, you know, Jay and Amber Lai are the same way. They've brought like way more than I ever expected to the show, you know, whether it's ideas. Like, Amber Lai is like extremely organized with stuff too. Like, she made us like this, like a spreadsheet. I don't know what you call it, man, like a document or whatever, for like themes and calendars with like birthdays and milestones on it and stuff. Like, stuff we had, Jay, Doc, and I never even thought about, you know? So, but yeah, it's a commitment, no doubt. As I'm sure all you know, I mean, you guys are a little flexible more than we are, you know what I mean? But you all still have to come together at the same time. And
we saw how it was. We had to take care of and move everything around. Like, we had that luxury.
Even though you guys, you know, are on the West Coast, everybody has lives, man. You know, you got things going on. Some things can't be helped. But every week, there's a new Kelly Brick.
Okay, so I'm kind of curious about this one. So, like, for us, at least when I look at our analytics, like, I don't really dive really hard into our Kelly Brick Click one, but when I do and see the numbers of when they pop up, it's, we don't get a mass immediately at 7 a.m. Like, it can, you know, goes throughout the weekend on people clicking in, and it can really grow. For you, like, it's like, is it all hit? Like, are all your views just like when your show is, or
do you have man? And that's something that really surprised me. And like, kudos to everybody out there, man, that like supports Good Morning Brick World. Like, our replay gang is strong, dude.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Dude, our replay gang is strong, man. Like,
I watched twice.
We probably, let's say I get 300 views for Good Morning Brick World. Okay. 150 of them are probably at the show, you know. The other 150 is like replay. It blows my mind, man. And like, even the analytics of the replay, like, people stay engaged in it. I mean, sometimes they drop off, but I mean, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? But I'm fascinated with your guys' analytics, because, and I'm curious if it's going to be kind of the same thing, because I'm getting ready to try and spit it out to like Spotify and all that. But I'm curious, because I listen to you guys mostly on Spotify. Well, because it's like at work while I'm driving, you know, but I still watch on YouTube too, but just mostly on Spotify. So I'm curious, like, how that would break into your guys' analytics for like YouTube. Well, like, if you got less views on YouTube because you get a lot,
at least when I look at them, it doesn't affect one or the other. At least when you go to the Spotify or podcast ones, the retention rate is ridiculously higher. So obviously, because people are going there to listen to this,
right? And
mainly the people who are going to the podcast ones know about the show already, and they're not like, they didn't just find it on Spotify. They were like, they found it here or whatever other social medias that we have, like whether it be, you know, Instagram, TikTok, or I guess YouTube, or when people share it on their Instagrams, they'll go to like Spotify and they'll just be a fan there, right? Like you, like we just said, for YouTube, it's a little different because you're having, you know, it's on the YouTube analytics, so people will just click, and then they're not there to listen to what we're talking about. They think it's like a, you know, just some 15 minute video, when in reality it's like an hour and 20 minutes. So then the retention rate is a lot lower. And what I've noticed is, you know, some people just have a bigger audience and they, you know, their loyal audience just want to listen to what they have to say and don't care about everybody else. But then we do have the people who, you know, and depending on the topic that we decide to talk about is either relevant to a lot of people, and for some it's not. So it's really a pick and choose for us.
As well, and to, the like, dynamics of all the different streams are wildly different, dude. I mean, some of them are very similar, and some of all of them can have some similarities, but like, you know, London Calling is on a Friday afternoon. London Calling runs for roughly about 3 hours. You know, Good Morning Brickworld's on a Sunday morning, runs strictly usually for 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like a couple Brickheads is on a Thursday, like just change their time slot. You know what I mean? Like there's like, then there's the personalities involved. You know, what do you talk about? You know, like, because I can tell you right now, for anybody out there thinking about streaming, if you haven't, if you decide to stream, you better stay engaged with your audience. Because if you sit there and this is all they hear, like, it's not engaging. It's not exciting.
Right.
And I'm not trying to say that in an egotistical way. I'm just saying off of what I've learned. Like, it's just really important. That's why people are there, you know, to, unless you're doing something super exciting that's just fun to watch, even if you're not engaging. But, you know. Yeah.
It's like going to a concert and the artist is just sitting there.
That's a good analogy, I guess.
You're right. Every show has something different they offer. Some focus on specific topics, some focus on, like, you know, what's going on in like the time frame, whatever's relevant within the Lego community or within Lego themselves. I mean, I feel like, I think it was Nicole that I was kind of talking to about this, was every show has like a different type of expectation for me. Like, if I like Sundays, it's like, okay, the weekend's over. Let's get through this. Let's get through Good Morning Brick World, and then reality is gonna hit really hard right afterwards when I have to go back to work on Monday. And then like a couple of Brickheads feels like I'm at a bar, late at night. So based on what they're talking about, you know, they're like hauling ball and feels like news.
Garth
like,
game. You know,
everything you know has a different like expectation at this point. And you know, at least the shows, you know, to include London Calling and some others like Stub Buds as well on Tuesdays, like, well, we're just plugging everybody, are we? And Full of Brick might as well on Friday nights. Just throw everybody out there.
And
it's become staples. Like, it's good to have like shows that have continued going on for more than a year. You know, like we've had, I remember from like when I first came into the community, which was, shoot, like 18. I guess 2018, like there were just live streams mainly from like the A-Full, what we consider the A-Full, like them, right? Like they had their own little circles and they had their own little shows. They had like little trains and like, you know, it is what it was. Like it feels like what Twitch is. And then there were some shows, like I said, with Ryan, but there weren't, it hasn't really changed much in like, I guess their entire lives of YouTube, because it's been that way for a long time. And then you guys showed up and you guys started like revamping the future of what live streams should be or could be. And it's become the engagement on it and the love for it. It's skyrocketed. And I think it really evolved like what live streaming can be, at least here in the Lego space. So I really commend what you guys are doing, you know, because you guys are literally doing every week and you haven't stopped. Like we've seen a lot of shows like start and then die.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing too. When I first started Good Morning Brick World, like the hive streams are whatever. Like I always made it so the hive streams are the most stress-free, except for getting into arguments with people, but the most stress-free like stream I could do, because I didn't want any production really involved. I didn't want any time slots. I didn't structure, you know, whatever. Glamorian Brick World, on the other hand, I was like, okay, if I do this, I want to do it every Sunday. Like, I can't miss an episode. Like, I've missed like two episodes because I was sick or something, but like, I can't miss an episode. And that's one of the things that I learned from other YouTubers is punctuality is important, but you have to have some sort of routine. Like, even if it's a little loose, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you want, I just knew Good Morning Brick World, if it was going to work, it had to be every Sunday. You know what I mean? I can't just take a month off and blah, blah, blah. So, I feel like others have done that. They've taken like a specific time, and most of the time, like, we try and respect, you know, our time frames, even though it's getting difficult because there's so many of us. But there's another stream that I didn't really bring up that is kind of important, and it actually involves Claire and tech, and that's Mocking. I feel like that is probably, like, I know people like to listen, like, I love talk radio. You know what I mean? I just, even people I don't agree with, I like to listen to other opinions. You know what I mean? Because you might be wrong. You know what I mean? And it's good to learn. Listening to people talk on streams, like, oh, that's great. And watching a show, like, oh, that's cool too. But I feel like for Lego, you know, A Falls, T Falls, whatever, you know, like Mocking streams are really important. Bearded Bricks does it. There's a lot of people that do it. You know what I mean? And
that's big.
It is so helpful. You know what I mean?
We unfortunately like don't do it anymore. Like, I mean, it's when we can, just because,
yeah, crazy. But you've done enough of them.
Yeah. Know, like, long run. Oh, yeah. And the community is great. It's just like, it's so special. I think, like, Coconut still does that, you know, like a lot of
Coconut. People, yeah. God, yeah. I think of Coconut, dude.
Like, yeah. A lot of people who have like those big, right, kind, yeah, of like epic kind of mocks, I think, like to do that too. And then a bunch of people are starting on Twitch now, which is really cool to see that. And I think they're, you know, incentivized to like, mm-hmm, do also mocks there, which is good, just so that, you know, it's kind of hard, I think, with Lego though, to be like, okay, I'm gonna live stream. Okay, what are you gonna live stream? You're gonna live stream building a set, you're gonna live stream sorting, you're gonna live stream talking about Lego, you're gonna live stream like what exactly? And so it's like, I think there's different kind of rooms and like little boxes that like all the different live streams kind of sit in, and it's, are you going to find a community and like to feel like you're, you know, not alone in whatever world that you live in? You know, I think like Good Morning Brick World is a really good one for that, you know. And I think if you are, you know, granted, we're not a live stream, we're, you know, more of like a,
you guys are really part, close though. Sometimes, yeah, it really feels like
it's really funny that you say that. It's because I could not, I don't feel like it is at all, but from the viewer's perspective, that's like really interesting to think that way, because like, we have no, the whole point of a live stream is interaction with the chat, and we have no interaction with the chat. And we've live streamed like a couple times, but like, but I get the, maybe it's because like, you know, our small community that we have is, you know, interactive, you know, whether it's after obviously the fact, that the video goes up. But, you know, I feel like if you want to come here and you like listen to like other people talk about Lego, you're interested in creators and you're interested in like kind of like that side of things, and, or to like hear me get on my soapbox, you know, you come here. And then, I don't know, I just feel like there's like little boxes for people, or for like where, like what you want to experience with Lego, but it's not,
no, you're
it's
right,
not infinite. It's not infinite though. That's the whole point I'm trying to get at, is like, there's only so much stuff that you can do, I think, with Lego, at least it feels like, with these live streams.
And that's why personality is, yeah, so important as well, because, yeah, you know, each of us have different personalities, but, you know, because you're right. Like, I can't really watch a sorting stream unless there's some good engaging conversation going on. Because I want to pull my hair out before I sort anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So even watching it makes my brain hurt. But I can watch Coconut build a mock, man, for, you know, and just lurk and just watch him build while I'm maybe doing something. And the great thing is, not only with the mocking stuff, is you're watching something being built, but there's a lot of techniques that you can learn as well, you know, from a lot of these builders. We've actually been thinking about trying to highlight some of those mocking techniques soon. But
so I've been kind of like looking for like new streams that pop up, just because they always, you know, I just type in Lego stream sometimes, see who's out there. Like, what do you guys look for, like, when you find a new stream to visit before you click off?
You're talking, I mean, about obviously, all of us?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody.
Like, I mean, obviously, engagement's a big one, you know. Again, if you're engagement, just sitting there, you know, and it's not even anything personal, man. It's just, it's hard to watch nothing, you know what I mean? Look, I've been feeling a certain way about ranting, you know what I mean? I feel like I've been dipping a little hard into it, you know.
Let it out.
But like too many people, man, are like, oh yeah, it's funny, you know, I want to see it. So I don't even know where to go with some stuff sometimes. I just trust my co-host will shut me up at the right times. There's just so many different things you can do, even though it is limited. I think some people are trying to get more creative with it, you know what I mean? Besides, you know, a few of us that we know of immediately.
Yeah.
You can only watch so much content.
Yeah, unfortunately I don't get to watch really any live streams anymore. I think it's, yeah, I just, if it has to be, I don't watch VODs anymore for sure. You know what I mean? And so I think like, if I don't catch it live, then I'm kind of in that demographic that's like very unlikely to rewatch it. But also, I don't know. But if I'm looking for something on live stream, yeah, I agree. Like interaction is like number one, you know, it's like if, you know, you talk, you feel seen, you feel heard. I think that's like really important to viewers. So
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, and it's something good that, you know, you see some of these streamers, you know, not just Good Morning Brick World, but, you know, like Greg's really good at engaging with the community and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously a couple of brickheads, they like to have guests on and they interact with the chat. And I don't think streaming has been having any issues though. I think it's still going pretty strong. It's just, it fluctuates, you know, probably just like with anything, but the LEGO community is also, we don't stream things that, you know, appeal to just the general audience. You know what I mean? It's maybe some people, but not, yeah, you know,
true.
You gotta kind of be into LEGO for the most part to engage in, to want to watch any stream about LEGO. You know what I mean? Like
I've never messed with LEGO. What is this?
Like, oh. Right.
Have you ever jumped into a stream, not LEGO?
I've definitely gotten in a lot of chats because I like watching a lot of different stuff. I know there was one person that reached out to me on Instagram, wanted me to be kind of like in a round table of something I've thought about doing actually, but he, wanted me to be part of like this round table of collections, you know, or toys or something similar like that. And obviously he thought I'd represent the LEGO aspect of it. But I just couldn't find the time to do it. Yeah. It sounded pretty cool, man. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to say good morning every Sunday, man. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Like, so, but yeah, I mean, I like to engage in a lot of other stuff.
I mean, I've listened to a bunch of other streams from different communities. Like the biker one for me, I can only take it for so long because it gets pretty aggressive and it's just like, oh dude, just more drama. It's all it is. It's just drama. I'm like, oh, this.
I know, but it's like, is it drama because it sells on, I know, but, you know, yeah, or is it drama because it's real drama?
It's real drama. Like, why are we talking about this on YouTube? Like, it should not be publicized in any way or any form, but whatever. So it's just like, that's all it is. It's all drama. And then, but then you go to like other fandoms, like, you know, I'll just throw like action figures out there. Cause there's this new creator. It's not really new, but he has a brick in his name. I forget what it's top of my head. But he has a brick in his name. He doesn't consider himself a LEGO YouTuber. He has LEGO behind him. He does more like action figures and other collectibles, which is pretty cool. But I found him because he was doing a LEGO, you know, build with a friend, and they were talking, you know, they were talking about other stuff. So I'm like, oh, cool. Hey, what's going on? And I'm same thing. Like I'm finding there's other, you know, Warhammer community. Like I'll listen a few over there, but there's sometimes they're dabbling into LEGO as well. So then it pops up on my feed. Two different things that I love are together. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Now I'm totally engaged. And then like, you know, there's the video game ones. There's like just random, like
that is crazy.
Random like ones that you just want to and just see. It's the same format of just,
well,
like different collectibles, like collecting type of
stuff. LEGO, I have to say, LEGO to me definitely feels different as far as a community. Because I engage with a lot of Funko Pop, like you said, action figures, Black Series type stuff, a lot of art channels, everything from just like classic art to like graffiti, you know, artwork. There's a lot of different stuff, man, that I watch. And there's a handful of them that I've watched so much. And I'm always quiet, you know. I mean, I might make a comment here and there or something, but I'm usually pretty quiet. But I watch everybody, and not just in streams, but like on videos and comments and stuff, and like see kind of how they interact with each other. And even though we definitely have our share of drama in the Lego community. It's a lot more nice than a lot of the other community. And when I say nice, I don't mean just like nice words. I mean, like, we talk to each other in a more real way. You know, we share our love for Lego together a lot more than they do in a way. For them, like, it's more, and I know we do it too, but for them, it's more of like the hot thing right now, not just the overall collection. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where we're all over the place. You know what I mean? We can go from like Harry Potter to Friends, you know, to Star Wars, or I feel like we, you know, at least
get excited
that I've seen, definitely have the, what's that? Star Wars? Watch, he's probably going to say something totally different.
Just any old, I know, right?
No, he's on a 5-second delay, remember?
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Ninja's like 5 seconds in the past.
Catch up with us, Ninja. Catch up.
Whatever he's listening to has already happened.
Dude, it's gotta be so rough.
Fine, man. You guys
are... See?
Yeah. Right.
This is why people think this is a live stream.
I love this comment sometimes though. Like, oh, I missed the live.
Well, Chai is very good at editing. That's for sure. So
So in those streams of other communities who are also doing Lego, you're right. They only do what's trending now. They don't really dive into, like, and it's really funny to listen, like, them talk about the fandom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't really engage much with these people. Like, it's just like I'm just listening to what they have to say about, like, not only like Lego, but like what they think the Lego community is. Because wasn't a good example. So one good example was conventions. Like, someone brought up, like, are you gonna go to a Lego convention? Because it was another Lego fan in this non-Lego channel who's talking about Lego at the time, and I'm just listening to them talk about, like, you know, and the person wasn't, you know, trying to sound like they knew everything. They were very like, this, I'm new to this, this is what I know. But it was just interesting to hear, like, a new fan talk about, like, have to answer something so, like, you know, ingrained into the community that you would only know if you're actually in it or have experienced it. And it's just I find it fascinating.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing that's a little bit different with us than the other, you know, streams, communities, or whatever that I've watched or whatever, is Funko action figures. Like, yeah, you know, there's some kids that mess with it, but it seems like it's a really more of adult oriented kind of thing, like with the collectibles, you know what I mean? Where we have this whole side, a huge side, obviously, probably the biggest side is children, you know, it's like
kids
are involved. And we, you know, we kind of parallel along with, you know, like this collecting of Lego, you know. And then of course everybody does kind of different stuff with it. Some people keep it in a box, some people put it on a shelf, some people, you know, build Star Wars mocks, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's definitely a different type of engagement in our community.
Feels that way. Like, I've been trying to find, so I'll use Warhammer 40K, and I could be wrong about this too, but I follow like a bunch of them now. Right. I just listen to them talk, and there's a few animosities between creators, but I don't see like an overlap community in, like, you know, themselves, like us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know it, like what we're talking about with the Lego community is very isolated, and it's actually only a small portion of the overall general Lego community.
Right.
But I don't see any overlap with the creators on other
fans. Yeah. Nah, that's the other thing too, is like when I watch, like,
at least on YouTube.
Yeah. No, like when I watch like Funko Pop streams or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't really see like a bunch of creators on like one stream. You know what I mean?
That's on Instagram.
I do see that. Well, Instagram's a whole another thing. You know, a lot of people ask me why I don't watch more stuff on Instagram, and I do sometimes. But the problem is,
I don't want to know people are lurking. I'm lurking. I don't want
you to see lurk, lurking. Man. Look, because I look, and it's not.
You cannot.
I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way, man. But like, you jump in there, you're gonna seem rude if you don't say hi to everybody, man. That's why it's so nice to lurk on YouTube, because
we could just wave. You know,
sometimes it's just like I just don't have time, and I don't want to seem rude and say hi to one person and not another person or something. But yeah, so now on some of the collectible streams, like with action figures and stuff like that, I will see a couple creators. But again, I just don't. Yeah, you don't see the overlap like you do. And plus, man, the Lego YouTube community is very big. Not just creators, man, but just people that watch stuff. I mean, look at some of the bigger creators when they have a live stream, man. There's like thousands of people watching them at once. I mean, that's pretty good, man, for Lego. Dude, some of our content creators get more views than Lego official website when they stream.
Man. Oh, no, a lot of creators get more views.
Well, I mean, not a lot of creators in general, but I'm just saying, like, Lego creators. Like, I'm like, holy cow. But that's a lot of people, man. And that's something that, you know, to be tapped into, you got to be engaging. And that's, again, going back to why I wanted to make Good Morning Brick World, like, this format it is, man. Because I really want it to be something special that stands out, you know.
All right. So I guess a good way to finish this off would be, what do you think the best way is to promote a show like yours, ACOV, Full of Brick, Hall and Balling, any of them? Because like through algorithm wise, it's not like a regular video where, you know, you can only do so much, especially because of the click-through rate and a retention span. So like the retention is not going to be always high. I mean, it's very hard to keep a live stream, you know, up there. And, you know, YouTube is promoting live streams when creators are subscribed to you. So like your videos go straight to the top, but like you can only do so much with that. So what do you think a good way would be? And this is an open question, to promote a show like this, because we just said it, like thousands of people watch certain people,
right?
But then those thousands of people are missing out on, you know, what a show can be, as opposed to just,
There's actually, you know, a few different things. I think one, the biggest one, maybe, you know, and I'll bite my tongue on this now because of what we were discussing earlier, is the thumbnail. I think, you know, not just a thumbnail, but like a title card, you know, something, you know, I was talking about how like the font I use for Good Morning Brick World, like I don't plan on changing that unless something extreme happens, because it's familiarity. You know, you want something that people recognize. You know, one of the reasons I think Ryan was popular, besides just being Ryan, was his background, man. Him sitting in his room, you know what I mean? That was like a staple thing that people watched for years, you know. And that's kind of not an example, but the thing is, you know, like I said, the title, the personality, the show, the format, you know, you want to adapt and change, but you also want to stay, you know, the same on some things, you know. So going back to the thumbnail, get a good thumbnail, you know, have a good title card or whatever. The other thing that Amber Lyatt does really well for us is she promotes us on Instagram with like these stories and polls and questions that relate to whatever the theme is going to be Sunday. It could be a billion different things, you know what I mean? But like, so that's something that engages people before the show even starts. And then, you know, she shows it on the show. So, you know, whatever you were engaging in, you can see yourself or your answer or whatever everybody else's answers would be. So that's another good thing. And then I think the most important thing, man, is just, again, personality. You want people to, I don't like is the right word, but I mean, it's probably the correct word, but you want people to almost become addicted to your format, your content. And if you do something interesting or different or engaging, you know, a lot of people have egos. They want to, you know, be part of the show. You know, there's a lot of different things, but you definitely want people to come back. You know, and you guys do that well as well. Different personalities, different conversations, different topics. You know what I mean? And obviously with your guests, you know, and people come back for that. That's and one of the, I mean, look at the ACOB boys. You know what I mean? From now. Well, and then plus, you know, Nicole or Nally Ass, whatever you want to call her. I mean, like the Girth Gang, man, they're a personality, man. You know, Greg's cheeky. You know what I mean? Like that Greg's got a lung calling, you know, like, Coconut is a rad builder, man. Like we have more than just Solid Brick Studios and Rich Boy J, you know, or, you know, whoever, you know, it's like these people that do these things, you know what I mean? You want to come back and watch them, you know, it's another reason like Ryan, you know, is popular because people want to go back and watch what he said, good or bad, agree or disagree with what he says, you know what I mean? But it's engagement and people get addicted to that.
They're just looking for,
I just feel like that's an extremely important part of it.
Live streaming in general is like something that people promote to do just to interact with your core audience. If you're like doing it yourself, it's not something to grow your audience. It's very hard to grow off of live streaming. So if you look at a channel who just primarily live streams, the numbers just aren't as fast in growth as opposed to making a content creator who makes videos who also live streams, if that makes sense. So
yeah, live stream can It's not easy.
It's not an easy one. So it is a struggle to, you know, make a show like this grow as fast as, you know, any other channel. So for, I don't know if it's working for us, but I just see a lot of people doing it too. But the reels and the stories. I mean, if you were to look at like just getting your, what you're talking about out there fastest.
Yeah. The reels is probably, I didn't even think about the reels.
I don't see like tremendous growth from it at all, but it, at least people acknowledge a fact that it exists.
See, that's an analytic I don't really know, you know, like somebody big like Emma Soares, you know what I mean? Like how much draw does she pull from reels to her YouTube channel?
About 250,000.
See, I don't know. I mean, I know the subscriber counts. I'm talking about the views, you know, like the view count, you know, like, I guess it's the same thing, kind of a correlation. If you go there and you subscribe, you're more than likely going to watch your stuff. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's a fascinating thing.
If a creator promotes us on their community tab, we'll get more views through that than we will if it's from Instagram.
I mean, it makes sense. That means you're having somebody move platform.
Well, and then one more thing too, Shai, that you brought up to me that I didn't even know about was this whole podcast thing on YouTube that's getting ready to kind of
whenever that happens.
Yeah. So I took your advice. I started like, you know, slowly trying to move.
Yeah, just start over doing there. It. I mean,
but you know, I got like whatever 170 episodes. And that's not even high streams, man.
Dude, I have to do that. So I was dumb with this one. Like because I already put a playlist for all of our episodes in order. Mm. And then I didn't know that I could just completely just change a playlist to that. Instead, I have to individually just moved all of them. I was like, oh.
I don't even know if I would move the Hive streams though to like something like Spotify or not.
Hive streams don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's not really, the content as much really. It's just the fact that I like to have it open for whatever a few days and then I shut it down just for members.
I think it's also like a little bit when you put content on Spotify, you have to be like, can this be watched or listened to without visuals? And I think like it seems like Good Morning Brick World, or at least I'm not sure about, you know, Hive Stream.
Right.
Good Morning Brick World has a lot of visuals that I think would be quite
Something I really was heavily thinking about. And Amber Elias suggested maybe we verbally be more descriptive about stuff, but I was like, I agree, but I was like, I won't be able to remember.
That's a trained skill to do that.
Going to do it is I'm hoping that it can still be engaging enough, you know what I mean? Even though clearly, like when we do like leaks and news and stuff, like you're not going to see it. But the good thing about Spotify is you can have a visual part too. So, but yeah, I've thought about that a lot. To the point where I've actually thought about making a separate podcast that's not even Good Morning Brick World, like just something more of just like a talking format. I've really been wanting, because I love talking, you know?
Obviously.
You know, you guys know me. I like debating. I like arguing. I like, you know, I find it fascinating in verbal engagement. You know what I mean? I think
return to 4x4?
Oh, man. It's like playing tennis, dude. I love it, dude. It's just... I don't know. But anyways, I've thought about doing something like that just because that would be very easy to put on like Spotify, something like Claire just said. It's not visual because, visual doesn't really work with those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Some stuff maybe, but like.
I mean, I listen to a lot of the shows, like even, you know, outside of the community as well that are live streaming. Like I'll listen to them more so than I watch them. Mm-hmm. So that's always playing in the background for me. And like I said, I was gonna say I'm one of those. God damn it, time. Let me talk. Damn it.
Go.
I'm sorry. Who's got the delay now?
That's right? I've been having a hard time like telling you that like I think you should clip stuff like what just happened for your reels. So I'm like, so I'm putting it here. I'm saying it here.
Remind.
Okay, there you go. And then cut out me saying that because. That's because I'll see
or start it with that.
The problem is if you ever tell Shai like cut it out and you're not our guest, he'll be like, keep it in.
Oh, bloody.
Well, look, I listen, like I said, most of the time I'll listen to you guys on Spotify while I'm working or driving or something like that. But sometimes you'll say something and in the conversation, and I gotta see you guys' facial reactions. So I'll go back and watch.
Mine's always the same.
To see like what your guys' facial reactions were like.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ninja had the best.
Ninja's pretty stoic.
Yeah, I stay smiling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cheesing.
Yeah.
No, but what I was gonna say
if it's 5 seconds late.
God damn it. Go back in time. What I was going to say is, look, I'm one of those people that rewatches shows over again, just like what we were saying in the very beginning, where I listen, like where I listened or we re-listen to the same song over and over again, or if we watch an old episode of, for me, Fresh Prince, like, you know, the specific scene of a specific thing, I will like, or reread the specific passage in a book. Like, I will listen to a show over again if it's something that is memorable. And there are a few, like within the streaming world, that is interesting to listen to if you were to replay it, especially like a year from now when you're like, I remember what did such and such say at this time. Now is a good time to replay how he or she felt then versus now. You know what I mean? Like those type of things are actually interesting to dissect and like, or just being a part of the experience all over again. Just
it would really blow your mind. Just go back and watch the first couple episodes of Cali Brick Click.
Oh gosh, please.
They're
don't.
Great. They're yeah. great.
This is the time when we remove that
and that's
cut that out of here.
We have that ability to cut that out.
No, good thing Claire wants to.
There were no beginning episodes
part of her channel.
No, the first 10 episodes don't exist. But no, I feel like at least our show has come a long way, even though we feel like, yeah. It's just been slowly moving along, but I think the conversations we've had have been great. A lot of people have come up to us, you know, saying positive things. And for me, and it always happens when it's in person, when someone comes up to me and be like, dude, I like the last episode of Cali Brick Click. I'm a huge fan. I'm like, what about my channel?
Oh yeah. People have no, you have a channel? No. I only get people to say stuff about Cali Brick Click. I have more subscribers, more views on my channel. It doesn't matter. It's like people only come up for Cali Brick Click. Also, I do feel though that there is like a big part of our listening community are our guests that have been on before. I really feel like it's like
we only had like 80 guests.
Yeah, I think there's like 84 people that listen. So
damn, we average like 400 to 700 views per
week. Yeah, came a long way from 300
of those are you re-listening to each other.
I'm curious if any other people that have been on as guests, if they go look through the videos and see which ones have like what views.
Certainly that does happen. Yes. I can guarantee you 100%. Yes. Yes. People do that.
I just want to make sure it wasn't just me.
I think you're actually in the majority. Yeah.
But
prepare yourselves.
Man, you guys are a stable show though. For sure.
I always love it when people like come on and they're like, who were you? Anyway, on that note, shall we roll that music?
Yeah. Ninja, roll this out. Yeah, wait, he's on a time delay. Let me do it.
In 5 seconds.
It's like 5 seconds.
Hey, Ninja, roll this out.
Well, with that being said, I mean, we could roll the music 5 seconds ago.
All right, peace. Thanks, Hive.
Hey, no problem.
I don't even want to edit this one. I'm just going to let it just open.
Yeah, at one point I was going to be like, all right, you probably got enough to edit now.